This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Charles, what about this farewell tour as it continues on till Friday?
I'm the best president I've ever been. That's a pretty low bar. I'm sure all presidents, on the week they're leaving office, delude themselves into thinking they were a great historic success. I'm sure it happens in all walks of life. And you wonder whether Obama believes it. I'm convinced he does. I think what he doesn't quite understand is, yes, he did a lot of things, but they are all built on sand. And the reason is that he never brought in the opposition. He never brought in the country. I mean, he wins all the elections when he's on the ticket, and he gets crushed in all the elections when he's not. Because, as he said himself, I'm not on the ballot, but my policies are. He completely overshot the mandate. The mandate in 08 was to reassure a very nervous, apprehensive country and to govern sort of in a moderate way. And he understood it as a mandate for his sort of social democratic. He was Bernie Sanders before Sanders was Sanders. And he tried to govern that way. And you can't for a country that is 80% non-liberal.
Yeah. Well, so what do you think? Has the president overshot himself? Because he goes, and I got to tell you, Scott, you know, I talk to people and they love this president. They think he's the best president that we ever had. And I just, you know, I go, help me understand. I mean, I really do want to see it and understand the way you're seeing it, because I'm not seeing it that way. And this is the deal. I mean, it's hard to find some middle ground here when you have conversations with people, because most people, you know, it kind of starts with, I think one of the key attributes of communication is that you got to both agree on what you're looking at. You know, if you are miles apart at your viewpoint and worldview of reality, I don't know how you bring it together. And this is the way it seems with President Obama. And I've tried. I mean, I've really put energy into this to go, okay, let me think. And each time that I really spend time into this, I find in order to get where he is, I have to abandon core values. And it's not to say necessarily that, I mean, obviously I believe in my values, my core values, as he believes in his, but, this is the divide. And it makes it difficult because you sit there and go, wow, you know, here's a president of the United States. And I don't know how, most people were raised in my time is that, you know, you had a respect for authority. You may challenge it, you may question it, but you had a respect for authority. And this has been really difficult for me on many levels, whether it's the president starting off with this program of health care and saying that, you know, he had all the goods, he knew everything, and he negated the Republican Party. I mean, anybody that knows anything about management and leadership would have said, no, you know, that's not the way it's going to work. And it was an absolute fiasco. To the point that here we are, six years later, we've got a failed healthcare system, and we've got people that are, you know, made some adjustments or trying to count on it and thinking, okay, they've got healthcare, and when in essence they really don't. I mean, they do. I guess they do have it if they're willing to pay, you know, the high amount of premium and the deductible with it. And some have bit the bullet and done so. I understand. But by and large, I mean, this is why the voters came out, and this was one of the key issues, that they want a party in there that's going to get rid of this thing, repeal it, replace it. And I believe that, the Republicans, along with Democrats, in a bipartisan effort, working together, can come up with something a lot better that represents. But meanwhile, you know, we've got a president, the 44th president of the United States, that you're scratching your head over and wondering why. Well, we've got more to talk about. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got somebody here that I've been chasing down for the last couple of months between the holidays and everything else, not to mention everything that's been going on with elections and politics as usual. Dr. Betsy McCoy is with us, a constitutional scholar with a PhD from Columbia University, a public policy expert, and former lieutenant governor of New York State. Betsy, you and I have been talking about Obamacare, it seems like, from day one. This has been going on, right?
More six than
years,
that, actually.
6 years, seven. Two books, and maybe a couple of grandchildren along the way.
Right.
You know? But here we are, finally, at this point where we can legitimately talk about repealing and replacing this incredible piece of legislation.
Incredible isn't really the right word, Bill.
Well, I was going to say incredulous, awful. But, you know, yes,
because
right, exactly.
It's hurt so many people. And despite what the supporters of the law say, the sick people are getting hurt the most. I've just been reading so many accounts here on my desk today of people who have written to me with cancer who used to have plans they got in high-risk pools in the states, and now they've been forced onto Obamacare, and they've had to give up the oncologist they used for years or the cancer hospital where they'd been treated. It's just terrible.
Well, Betsy, this is if there was any mandate that came out of this election, it was the American voter, the forgotten man and woman.
That's right.
On Main Street saying, get rid of this thing. Let's get this thing fixed once and for all. We cannot stand this. We cannot live under this oppressive and ridiculous piece of legislation.
And I'm very disappointed, I have to tell you. I'm a strong Trump supporter, and I totally agree with him about getting this done quickly. And people say, well, don't rush into it. The Republicans in Congress have had 6 years.
Yes.
And why they aren't ready with a bill right now is beyond me. Now, there are certain senatorial courtesies. Believe it or not, even though the Republicans have a majority in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, says, well, we really can't repeal or pass legislation of major proportion without 60 votes. That's the gentlemanly way to do it in the Senate under something called the Byrd Rule. I think that's for the birds.
Right.
The fact is we have a majority. This law was passed by a bare majority, all Democratic votes. We want it repealed, and we should be able to do it.
Well, I've been saying for quite a while here, you know, for so long we heard repeal, but I say replace with what? At least get the formation of an outline together so that when it's ready to go, you're off and rolling. But it's almost like we're at day one here when we should have been down the road, considering the fact that
right.
We've been having this conversation now for 6 years.
Well, and it's quite possible. It's not that It's not that complex. As you know, I've written a bill myself.
Right.
We need to fund Medicaid in block grants to the states so that they'll spend the money more efficiently. When you give the state, any state, a lump sum and say, you must make this work, they won't waste it. Right now, it's like giving your kids your credit card. No one in his right mind would do that, right?
Right, exactly.
Because everybody spends somebody else's money more carelessly. And right now, this Obamacare law says to each state, you spend as much on Medicaid as you want, and we'll pay the bill. Well,
exactly.
That's why Medicaid spending has gone up twice as fast as spending for Medicare, for example. And then in addition to block granting the Medicaid, we can certainly recreate something that worked very well, high-risk pools in the state, so people with pre-existing conditions are guaranteed coverage. Mm-hmm. But right now, the way Obamacare is doing it, it's forced up premiums for everybody else, and in fact, doubled premiums. They've doubled since 2013.
Well, you know, he's really set this up in such a way, and even on his way out, Betsy, that he's putting this and almost daring the Republicans to mess this up. And he basically, you know, behind the closed doors, told the Democrats, don't help them out. Which is,
right.
To me,
oh,
is actually
disgusting.
Oh, and
also disgusting. They're putting out a lot of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, they're putting out a lot of lies. Sylvia Burwell, head of Health and Human Services, you'd think a public servant of that stature would tell the truth. She has been saying 133 million people have pre-existing conditions and could lose their insurance. Well, that's ridiculous. The real number is under 500,000. Now, it's a serious matter whenever anybody loses coverage, but there's a big difference between 500,000 and 133 million. Shame on them for putting out these false numbers.
But that's typical of the Obama administration. I mean, every number they give us, whether it has to do with the labor force,
trust anything.
It comes with an asterisk. You know, it seems
right.
Like
if you believe this, you're crazy, right?
Exactly. And let's go back to one of our earlier conversations, probably even going back a couple of years ago, Betsy. I asked you, remember when this first came out? It was all about the 30 million that were uncovered. And my question to you then and remains now is, of that 30 million, how many of those did we actually cover through the Affordable Care Act?
Well, they claim 20 million, but the fact is 16 million of those 20 million were added to Medicaid. Most of them were already eligible, by the way.
Exactly.
So really only 5 million people got insurance through these Obamacare exchange plans, 5 million who didn't have insurance before. The other 6 million who were enrolled in those plans had insurance they liked better and had to give up.
Exactly. Though we had a president look in the camera, tell us to our face, we could keep the same doctor, our premiums would be
right.
Less. Everything that he said was just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
Yeah.
And, you know, I listened to him last night and when he gave his farewell speech, and I found it just so self-righteous. You know, every president has a right to say goodbye to the nation, but it doesn't have to be a lecture.
Right. Well, but that's what he does, Betsy. I mean, I sit there and I was watching exactly, and I said, well, the professor has got the podium, and so he's lecturing us.
Yeah.
Take notes.
But right. I'm confident that the Republicans, with a lot of prodding from President Trump, who is not taking any nonsense about how we need a year or 2 years or whatever, he said, get it done, and he will make sure they get it done. He's got real leadership capabilities.
Well, they got off track on that first day. They wanted to talk about ethics, and he, in 140 characters, got them back on track real quick, right?
Oh, that's right. Exactly. Exactly. I'm quite confident that he's going to get this done quickly.
Well, I'm right with you, and I know that America is applauding the efforts because outside of everything else that you want to say about Donald Trump, I mean, here's a guy who operates on 3 hours sleep, reportedly.
Right.
He is nonstop. He has been nonstop. He's not even in the Oval Office, but yet it's interesting. The pundits and
look
Democrats
at all the jobs he's bringing back to the country. Look at all the companies that are saying, we don't want to mess around with this man. If he wants us to manufacture in the United States, that's where we're going to build our plant.
Right. Well, because the incentives are now being put in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
Incentivizing business to come back to America. Why not?
Well, we're both happy about it, Bill.
Yeah, I think certainly both you and I are happy. I think you look over America, and not only America and Americans, but look what's happening internationally as well, Betsy.
The dollar is way up. The stock market is way up. Consumer confidence is way up. People are responding to this hopefulness, this determination to make America great again. They're taking it verbatim.
Exactly. We're talking with Betsy McCoy. We've got more from her right after the break. Stay with us, America.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back to America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Betsy McCoy continues, author of two books on beating Obamacare. She's the former lieutenant governor of New York, a constitutional scholar, patient advocate. As she said back then, she read the law, so we don't have to. Betsy, I think you were only about maybe one of about people that read the law. Certainly, when you consider that our legislators should have, I don't know that we could find five people in the legislature that read the law.
It's really quite pathetic. But we certainly learned over time, we, the collective we, the nation, about what was in that law, and it was a rude awakening for most people to realize that they couldn't keep their doctors, they couldn't keep their health plans, their premiums have doubled since 2013, their deductibles are way up. You know, there's a new category of people called the newly uninsured. Yeah. These are people who technically have health plans, but with a $6,000 deductible, what good does that do most people?
Exactly. You've got a card, but it's of no use.
Exactly.
And you know, as Nancy Pelosi said very infamously, that you got to pass the law to find out what's in it. I mean, what a joke.
I mean, what a joke. Exactly.
Somebody would do that and put that upon we the people. Betsy, I heard last night, too, and this was the first time I'd heard this, that it is against the law to purchase catastrophic insurance. Is that true?
Well, it depends on what state you're in. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't qualify as insurance, so you'd have to pay the penalty for not being uninsured. And, you know, millions of people are paying this penalty for not having Obamacare. It's outrageous. The reason they're not signing up for it is that it's unaffordable. And now they're being clobbered with a penalty. It's $1,000 a person on average, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And most people can't afford this penalty. My own son-in-law is paying this penalty.
Well, I know when it first came out, we paid it for the first couple of years because it was negligible and we had
separate insurance,
but not anymore. Now at $1,000 a whack here, it's gotten ridiculous. But of course, now I'm of that, venerable age now that I'm
covered, you don't have to do that anymore.
Yes, exactly.
Congratulations. So, welcome to the world of Medicare. I can tell you that Donald Trump is not going to hurt Medicare.
And that is one thing I think that people can be confident in understanding, that this is a man, this is a chief executive officer, the first one we've had in the Oval Office in the modern era that says what he means and means what he says.
Right.
And I think this is what people are excited for.
Yes.
And hear him as a breath of fresh air, like you say, especially on the heels of the president's goodbye speech, longer than just about the four last presidents combined in their goodbye. I mean, he went on for almost an hour trying to rewrite history and to somehow seal up his legacy.
Yes, it was also a very divisive speech,
yes.
Bill, because it seemed to emphasize or suggest that the nation was very racist, that there was still a lot of discrimination in our country. And, you know, he has talked that up from the beginning. I know very few people in the United States who don't want to treat everyone equally and fairly and disregard their skin color. And yet this man keeps hammering away, just like Hillary Clinton did very unsuccessfully, telling the nation that we're victims of systemic racism, that we're unintentionally racist. Enough already with that.
Right. And, of course, it continues. And I don't know if you saw any of the Jeff Sessions hearings and that sort of thing. And they had the Congressional Black Caucus, the chairman of the Black Caucus, throw a race card out in the middle. And I'm telling you, Betsy, I'm yelling at the TV. I'm going, this guy needs to be censured on the spot. He needs to be stopped. He threw the card out there, basically told the senators if they voted for Jeff Sessions, it was a vote against civil rights.
Well, that's outrageous because Jeff Sessions is actually a civil rights hero.
Yes.
As Attorney General of Alabama, he desegregated public schools in that state.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was quite interesting. I mean, even with Booker, Senator Booker came out, and of course, this is a little bit of a political ploy on his point, because, you know, he was against Jeff, but he made really broad generalities that would never carry the day in the Black Caucus. They wouldn't allow that to happen, but he just painted with a broad brush the two other anti-Jeff Sessions speakers, but then it was balanced by three who actually worked with him that had, you know, 20, 30 years of experience with Jeff Sessions, and they're saying, you know, this doesn't line up.
Right. Well, it's very unfortunate, but I have confidence that these top drawer nominees, including Sessions, will get through.
Well, you know, and your term top drawer is exactly, I mean, look at Rex Tillerson. I mean, is he a quality?
Oh, he's terrific.
I mean, you know, you go down the list and you go, wow, you know, for people, you know, within
these are incredibly successful people, not political hacks.
Exactly.
They have proven their merit in the most competitive venues, and now they're serving in government, as opposed to people who just spent their whole life in government.
I mean, here you are, you're walking away from hundreds of millions of dollars and saying, hey, I'm going to serve the people for, you know, $180,000, or you're like Donald Trump going, keep the money. I don't want the money. I'm just going to come here and serve the country and give you 4 to 8 years of my life. And you just have to be really encouraged, you know, to see this kind of talent. And Tillerson, I mean, when he was first announced, you know, like some of the commentators said, I don't even know how he sounds. I've never heard his voice before. But, boy, I'll tell you, he has been speaking loud and clear and very knowledgeable. And for him as a Secretary of State, he's not going to come in with some flimsy reset button to the Russians, is he?
Absolutely not.
just saying here. Well, in the last couple of minutes we have together here, Betsy, the Republicans really have an opportunity here, and this could be a big win. It's going to be tough for them. It's not going to be easy because you got the Democrats.
You know, there's a very clear agenda here. Donald Trump ran on a very clear agenda. He's going to lower taxes, sweep away regulations that are stifling business opportunity, and that will mean more jobs. Jobs and jobs. He's going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He's going to improve our defense capabilities and make us the strongest nation in the world again. Isn't that clear?
It is really clear. And then internationally, in terms of its our presence, and it's a presence. I was speaking with a couple of international operatives that are just dying to have America back in leadership again.
That's right.
You know, and I think Tillerson said that the door is wide open for America to come back and take its leadership position.
That's right, because there's a vacuum. No one else has taken it.
Yeah.
The world is begging for this leadership.
And like you're going to expect Putin, and you're going to to take over. I mean, he's kind of filled the void. ISIS has come in. The Chinese are coming in, and people can see this on the horizon, saying this is not good for us. We need America back in play. And what I'm hearing internationally is that they as well are very excited with the Trump administration. This is why Benjamin Netanyahu didn't want to give a whole lot of place to Barack Obama as he was heading out. Even Putin himself, you know, I'm going to deal with the new administration, right?
That's right. January 20th can't come soon enough.
Well, there it is. And then we're excited about repealing and replace a golden opportunity for the Republicans to really make something happen in a positive way for the forgotten man and woman on Main Street. And we can get a health care system that will really work for us, Betsy.
And protect the finest medical care in the world.
Amen to that. I mean, we've got so many talented people here. Well, Betsy, I guess we're going to have to come up with a third book. Is life after Obamacare, huh?
and it will be my pleasure to write that one.
Exactly.
Take care, Bill.
Betsy McCoy, thank you so much. Betsy is the chairman of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths, senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. Of course, has been on with us many times, and really appreciate her knowledgeable perspective as a patient advocate, a constitutional scholar, former lieutenant governor of New York. Betsy McCoy on Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Martinez live.
Only four more days left, Mr. Obama.
I am less interested in passing out blame than I am in learning from and correcting these mistakes. The only measure of my success as president, when people look back 5 years from now or 9 years from now, is going to be, did I get this economy fixed?
I love these folks who help get us in this mess and then suddenly say, well, this is Obama's economy. That's fine. Give it to me. My job is to solve problems, not to stand on the sidelines and carp and gripe.
If I don't have this done in 3 years, then there's going to be a one-term proposition.
When I say change we can believe in, I didn't say change we can believe in tomorrow.
With us. This is Bill Martinez live in over 280 markets across this country, around the world via WWCR. So good to have you along with us. Steve Forbes is with us right now, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate. Steve Forbes, welcome to Bill Martinez live. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Bill. Thank you. Good to be on.
Well, I'll tell you, this is exciting times for this country. It's like we've gotten a chance to do a do-over in a big sort of way, haven't we?
We do, and I think the president-elect, soon-to-be president, has made it clear he wants to get off to not just a running start, but a rocket start, starting with regulations, which he can do some of them by the pen, the stroke of the pen. Others will take acts of Congress. Moving on health care, that's good. Moving on a big tax cut, that's good. The only thing that concerns me is not the president-elect, but what House Republicans are doing in proposing a new tax to help pay for cuts in old taxes.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Just cut the taxes.
Right.
Don't put in new taxes.
Yeah, this is the border adjustability tax. I know when people hear that, they go, what? And they get confused and distracted by what this is. But break it down for them, if you would, Steve.
Well, what it means is, just think of, you said border adjustability tax. Think of BAT. This is a bad BAT. Mm-hmm. And what it does is, in effect, put a sales tax on a lot of products, any product that uses any parts from around the world. So if you buy a thing like an iPad or an iPhone, your price is going to go up a few $100. If you buy gasoline, which we all do, a typical gallon of gasoline in many parts of the country is going to go up 30 cents a gallon. You buy a car, their prices are going to go up. It's a massive sales tax mm-hmm. on parts. And even worse is that it's combined with a huge subsidy for exports. So if you sell a piece of machinery to Iran, let's say you sell a piece of machinery mm-hmm. to Iran for $1 million, that $1 million is free of federal income tax. So we're penalizing Americans, subsidizing Mexicans and Canadians and Iranians, and they say, well, we'll raise a lot of money, $100 billion a year, to cut other taxes. In my mind, just cut the taxes.
Exactly.
Don't raise, put in a new tax.
Right.
You put in a new tax, it usually goes in one direction, a bad one.
Well, Steve, are they trying to murk up the waters here a bit? I mean, Trump has brought to bear and focus the trade imbalances that's going on. He wants to level the playing field. Well, if they're interjecting their idea with this tax, I mean, doesn't that kind of confuse things and make things a little bit more difficult, as opposed to allowing Trump to deal with a clean slate and be able just to deal with, you know, the problems that we have with trade straight up without having to, jump over these hurdles that are put out there?
Yeah, you're right. We don't have to tax Americans across the board with the equivalent of a big sales tax or value-added mm-hmm. tax.
Right.
There are trade abuses, especially from China. And we have remedies at hand to deal with those. And if we need new ones, I'm sure Congress will pass them to deal with especially China stealing our trade secrets, forcing companies to do things they don't want to do in order to sell in the Chinese market, blocking our companies. So we can deal with those. And so you do it with a laser-like approach, just as you don't hit everyone with a tax because somebody robs a bank. You don't hit everyone with a tax. You deal with the criminal. You don't
exactly.
hit everyone else. Deal with the problem.
Mm. Well, Steve, for the first time, I think, in the modern era, we have a true chief executive officer going into the Oval Office, and you can see right away, I mean, in terms of his focus, his laser focus about jobs, as you mentioned earlier. I mean, even when the House was and Congress was getting a bit distracted with ethics issues, he let them know real quick what they needed to be focused on. And I think this is the opportunity and something that we're going to see big time, if I might say, with the Trump administration, is we're going to have true leadership that we haven't had in a long time in the White House.
Well, that's right. And while there are other issues out there that have nuances and all that, you have to have a sense of priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting regulations, which have been especially crushing to small businesses. You know, for 10 years, small businesses have been sort of in a defensive crouch, mm-hmm. just wondering what Washington's going to hit them with next.
Exactly.
So for the first time in a decade, you can now raise your head and Washington is going to remove burdens rather than put them on you. That's going to be a huge change. That's one reason why the stock market went up. The prospect
exactly.
of a big tax cut, same thing. Getting health care where patients are in charge instead of bureaucrats. People love that. And he's got to move fast on those things and not get mucked up in things like a new tax that's going to hurt some people, help other people. We don't need that right now. We just need a straightforward charge ahead. Get the ball across the line.
Exactly. Let small business be alive and well and thriving again. I have maintained that we've had this pent-up productivity just lying dormant, waiting for an opportunity to be expressed. You get these the shackles of regulations that have cost taxpayers over $1 trillion, it's been estimated. You probably know better than I do in terms of the cost. They've choked off small business development, and look what kind of impact it's had on small business in the last 8 years.
Yes, America's great strength is that we create these new companies who, many of which become tomorrow's big companies.
Exactly.
You look at the Google, nothing 15 years ago, big bad giant today, they tell us, the Democrats.
Right. Yeah.
But for the first time in a long time, in decades, more businesses are closing their doors in this country than opening doors.
Yes.
And that's a road to long-term stagnation. You see that kind of stuff in Europe. So we shouldn't be putting on border VAT taxes, border adjusted taxes, equivalent of VAT taxes. Let Europe sink if they want, but we should be emerging, roaring ahead.
Exactly, and I believe, Steve, with this pent-up productivity that's been there waiting to be expressed, I think within short order we could be at 3 to 5 GDP just with people doing what they've just been eager and waiting to do. And if we unleash this productive potential in this country, which I see as Donald Trump being able to do, there's exciting times ahead for us.
Yes, well, for 8 years, for almost a decade, we've been hit with this 2% growth, which is about as good as the Cleveland Browns playing football this past season.
Yes.
And so we should have above average growth for a number of years, and that would boom the economy. People not only get jobs, but they get jobs with prospects of higher pay. So you're not just doing part-time, you're not just treading water, you're actually getting the feeling that I think most people forgot, you're moving ahead instead of falling behind.
Yeah, what a concept.
That's one of the things. Yeah, and one of the things I hope they do on the tax cuts, even though the green eye shade accountants will tell them not to do it, is make it retroactive to January 1st this year. So as soon as that bill is signed in the spring or whenever they get it done, people immediately see, with this guy in the White House, positive things are happening.
Exactly.
So throw away the cautionary people. We've had a bad time or a sluggish time for a long time. Let's go roaring ahead.
Yeah, why not?
People will be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I think they're waiting, and look what's happened. The stock market, and not just here in this country, but in other countries, Steve, they're responding with the Trump administration, and he's not even in the Oval Office yet.
Yeah, he started being president virtually from the time he accepted victory to 40 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
And Hillary Clinton conceded. Mm-hmm. And that's why, the last couple of weeks, the stock market has stalled because, people are beginning to have doubts. Are the Republicans going to really push a big bill through? Trump keeps having to make it clear he wants a big one soon and mucking it up with this border tax. Don't do that. Just keep. Do what you say you're going to do. Don't get cold feet now.
Exactly. Steve Forbes, Chairman, Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate on Bill Martinez Live. Steve, thank you so much for being with us.
Bill, thank you.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have, or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Yeah, clap along, huh? Why not? Unless you happen to be one of those senator or congressmen that are just pitching a fit, and you just don't want to support the smooth transition of our government, and for some reason come up with some sort of contrived story that's not even totally factual, you know, just claiming that the Russians, you know, Sam, I think we're blaming the Russians for everything.
Yeah, I think that's what you're blaming.
It used to be global warming, you know, the sequestration. Now the Russians have done it, you know. They're into everything, you know. What can I tell you? Hey, the good
news, girl. It definitely could be our fault.
Exactly. The good news, girl, Samantha Mills-Mao is with us. She has scoured the highways and the byways for the best viral videos to talk about in her latest episode this week. Sam, I know you got some good stuff for us, like the
Thank
first
you.
One, Moms and Kids Build House, one YouTube tutorial at a time? I mean, what is this?
This is amazing. It's the Brookins family, actually, in Arkansas. And Kara Brookins and her four children built a house from scratch. I'm talking, they built the materials, they laid the foundation, and they built this beautiful brick home.
Wow.
And what was interesting about it is her and her family actually escaped a domestic violence situation. And so they knew that they needed a place to be. She wanted all of her children, you know, she has four of them. She wants all four of them to have their own room.
Yeah, this is a home. This isn't like a dollhouse for the kid or anything like that. I mean, this is for the whole family, right?
Right. It's a two-story house. It should be
two-story house?
It's two stories. Can you believe it?
Wow.
You can see a picture of it if you go online. It's just amazing.
So you got to dream. You got to dream big dreams, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this is all about here, you know? I mean, it's
That's
not
exactly
like a little dollhouse. We're going to do a house for the whole family here. Well, good for her. So go ahead. Tell me more.
Exactly. So she drove by a house one day that had been wrecked in a tornado, and so she saw the interior.
Uh-huh.
She thought, that looks more simple than, you know, I would have pictured. You know what? I think I can afford an acre of land, and I can afford the building materials. I think we can do this. So she said, with a lot of help from people from Home Depot giving their advice and watching one YouTube tutorial at a time, there were hundreds.
Can you imagine the people at Home Depot? You're building a house. I mean, sometimes some of these big box stores, you're lucky to find where the nails are at. But you know, obviously, right. She found somebody that was compassionate. Well, good for Home Depot to help her out. What a story, Sam! Wow.
And she ended up writing a book about it. It's called Rise: How House Built a Family, and it's going to be released on January 24th.
Wow.
So what an inspiring story. I could barely make a buffer. She's building a house. I think this is amazing.
Well, that's incredible. Your next story is about a sweet story of identical twins that were separated at adoption, and they find each other, huh? It's an interesting thing about twins. I mean, they have this kind of built-in compass inside of them, and I'll tell you in a moment a story about our twin grandchildren and what happened with them at birth. But go ahead and tell us about this story.
So actually, it's funny that you say that they have a built-in compass because Audra Doring is the twin. Her mother's Jennifer, and for Christmas, she asked for a sister. Mm-hmm. So it just felt like there was something missing. So her mom decided to go online and do some research. They had adopted her from China in 2007, and when she pulled up the picture, you know, with the help of a Chinese researcher, they found the picture of Audrey when she was little, and there was an identical little girl sitting
right
on their foster mom's lap right next to her. They never knew she was a twin.
Wow.
So it's amazing, right? So she has three older brothers, but then she finds out she has a sister. And like you said, she just instinctually knew. It's like, I want a sister. There's something missing.
Right.
And, you know, they got into FaceTime, and they finally ended up getting to meet on Good Morning America. And it's crazy. Their mannerisms and similarities. Her sister's Gracie Rainsbury.
And how old are they now?
I think they're 12 years old. I have to double check.
This is the thing, it's amazing. How old are they?
They're 10 years old.
Well, still 10 years old. I mean, here they haven't been around. And as you say, this is the thing that's interesting about characteristics that we're born with. And they just happen, and then you bring them together, and you go, oh, my goodness, this is the mirror of the other one.
Right. They both love chicken Alfredo. And, you know, they both have the same.
Hey, I like chicken Alfredo. I might be, I've got to be a triplet or something, except I'm a little older than 10, so I might be all right.
Me too. That's very true.
Yeah, that's great. Well, just to tell you about our twin grandchildren, when they were born, Amanda was born first, and then Ryan was second. And when Amanda came out, she was, you know, fussing and everything, and they couldn't get her quite calmed down. But as soon as Ryan was born and they set him next to her, they reached out, grabbed each other's hand, and they just calmed down. I mean, it was just so, it was such a sweet experience. Had I not seen this, I would not, you know, I couldn't have quite believed it. But it was just one of those precious moments in life like that. And, you know, this is the way they've been. They're kind of in tune with one another, even though one's a boy and one's a girl. And they have different interests, but yet when they come together, you can sense, you know, how they relate to one another. It's really special.
Oh, that's amazing. I've always wanted some twins, twin boy and twin girl.
Yeah, well, hey, you better be careful what you ask for. I'm telling you. And the thing is about it, when you have twins or, you know, you have multiple births, they're like family celebs. And I got to tell you, on their first birthday, there were so many presents for their first birthday. I mean, embarrassingly, it took over an hour, you know, when people were giving, I mean, it was just like unbelievable. And I go, oh my goodness, this is insane, you know, cause there's no way these kids are going to be able to, you know, there was just, unfortunately, you know, toys went to other places to be with other kids and things like that. But man, that was
that worked out great.
Hey, why not? You know, just pay it forward. Let's talk about this hero dog saving the life of a freezing owner. Wow. Incredible. He breaks his neck in a fall, Sam.
This is crazy. On New Year's Eve, a man that's only been identified as Bob, he was up in Michigan, and he went out around 10:30 p.m. to go get a log for his fire. And, you know, he's just wearing, like, a T-shirt or long johns and slippers and a shirt, you know, not prepared to be in the snow, and he slips and he breaks his neck.
That sounds like Scott. Scott's out there in Minnesota. I mean, he's out there digging, putting a hole in the ice and stuff like that. He's in a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. You know.
The hole in the ice is called the freezer, Bill.
See, he's always trying to edumacate me. to make sure that I don't sound like a total knucklehead. But one day when you get me out there in that little, little shed that you roll on the ice in that, or drag on the ice, then maybe I won't be so ignorant.
An ice house?
Ice house, yes, yeah, that's what they call it. What do you call that hole in the ice? What's that called?
It's called a hole in
the ice. Hole in the ice. Okay, all right, well, good. Look at two things I've learned. I'm so fast already. Okay, so anyway, so the owner goes out in his T-shirt.
Okay, so you can imagine, Scott, like how cold this would be. He was out there for 18 hours. And it's amazing. His core temperature ended up dropping down to 67 degrees. Wow. And hypothermia usually sets in when you reach under 95. But his golden retriever, Kelsey, came and she laid on top of him. And she kept licking his face, keeping him awake for 18 hours. And she was barking even after he went unconscious. Oh. And the doctor ended up saying that the reason he survived was because that dog laid on top of him and kept him warm.
Amazing.
She's a golden retriever. She's a big dog. And, oh, yeah, she just kept barking. And I guess her screeching finally alerted the neighbors around 6:30 the next day. And, he can still move his extremities. And he had no frostbite. It's crazy.
Unbelievable. So the neighbors are sitting there for 2 days, the dog's barking. They go, hey, maybe we got to check this out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the nearest neighbor was a quarter mile away. So it was a pretty big distance starting for them to hear. But she never left his side. She stayed with him the whole time.
You just got to love dogs. You got a fine dining restaurant has hired over 200 former criminals, and none have reoffended. This is a good story here. Go ahead.
I love this. So this is up in Ohio, and Brandon Tartofsky actually started the restaurant. What had happened to him was when he was a teenager, he got arrested and he was thrown in jail. And fortunately, he had a judge who gave him a break. Instead of giving him 10 years in prison, he put him on probation. And after that, he ended up meeting a chef who mentored him. And once he was in the kitchen, he knew that's where he was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to provide the same thing for other people. This restaurant has wonderful reviews. It's called Edwin's. It's a Fritz restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started providing 40 to 50 hours of training each week for 6 months for former convicted criminals. And so the students get a weekly payment, plus they get their tips. Then he even went further and provided a dormitory for his employees so that they have affordable housing. Because he realized that not having affordable housing in the area kept many of the students from achieving stability. But to have 200 of them come through and not reoffend is just a miracle. I think he's giving them a purpose.
Well, exactly, and that's what they need. And I know this discussion continues, debate across this country. I'm a believer that, if you paid the price, you're welcome back into society. You don't need to go run around with a scarlet A around your neck. You paid your price to society, and come out and do good and give them a fair shot at it. But when you don't give them a fair shot, I mean, what do they do? I mean, you're like walking around dragging this shame and anchor around with you. You can't get a job and this kind of thing. So I welcome the debate. We need to continue to have that conversation. And when you have stories like this, this is quite encouraging to tell you what happens, just as you say. When you help people find their purpose, I mean, even it doesn't matter how many times they offended, but if they find their purpose, then they're off and rolling, and they can start loving life and their family. What a novel concept. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner, and all the information is right there. Thank you, Sam.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you ever...